Hello and welcome to Mary Live. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Biology at Mary Franciscan University of Steubenville. And we're a little bit late in our live program today because I had to give a final exam. So I'm doing our Facebook Live from my office here in Franciscan University. And I want to focus today's little chat of Our Lady together on a question that came from last week's program, and that was, what can the lay person do to assist the movement for the fifth Marian dogma? As it was specified, you know, a non-priest, a non-theologian, what can a, quote, little person do? It's the little people. I hate to go Tolkien and Lord of the Rings right now, but I mean, talk about a constant theme in that series. It's always the little hobbits, the little Frodos, the little Sams that make the big differences. That's very true about this movement. For those unfamiliar, we're talking about a movement for the fifth Marian dogma. That is, that the Holy Father would solemnly declare as a fifth dogma that Mary is our spiritual mother as the co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces, and advocate. To respond to the question, there are two very concrete things that Our Lady said in the Church-approved apparitions in Amsterdam. These were approved by the bishop in 2002, about how everyone is called to work for this proclamation in her honor. And the reason I go to a private revelation, in this case a church-approved private revelation, is it so beautifully confirms what is part of the organic, dynamic church process which has led to the last four dogmas. That is prayer, and number two, petitions from the faithful. Again, Pope Pius IX and Pope Pius XII, the two who defined the respective dogmas of the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption, thanked the people for the petitions, because it was the petitions that encouraged them to make these Marian bouquets called dogmas. So regarding this fifth Marian dogma, in answer to the question, there's two things that Our Lady specified. Number one is praying for the Holy Father's heart, praying that indeed our Pope at present, Pope Francis, would proclaim this dogma. I think from Our Lady's perspective, she would have liked this dogma yesterday, and if not yesterday, the day before, and if not the day before, 2 days before. I mean, this dogma will release her in the sense of freeing her by our consent to bring historic graces to the Church of the world. Read the papers, my friends. I mean, we need historic grace right now. We need a new Pentecost. We need a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Well, that's what Our Lady promises with the proclamation of this dogma. And again, I'm focusing on the private revelation of Lady of All Nations, which is first church approved. And it's also confirmed in the church approved apparitions of Our Lady of Akita, which happens 28 years later. But this is simply confirming the organic way that dogmas come about. It's doctrines revealed in scripture tradition, and then through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Father, makes it perfect, so to speak. Blessed Pius IX said that the dogma of the Immaculate Conception was the perfection of the doctrine. It's the greatest, most pure, most clear proclamation of a truth we already hold. If it's true, why not proclaim it? If it's true, why not have more people appreciate it? So the first thing is prayer. Now, in this case, for this dogma, Our Lady gave us a particular prayer called the Prayer of the Lady of All Nations. I strongly, strongly recommend, and we're getting some wonderful responses from all over the world, a lot of good responses from Africa, from the Middle East, from Asia, from Eastern Europe. Blessings to all of you who, in many ways, are so much more advanced than the first world in terms of a generous, full-fledged love of the Blessed Mother. And so you're really leading the way in many elements. But in this prayer of the Lady of All Nations is available in over 50 languages. And it's a prayer she gave on February 11th, 1951, which she asks everyone in the world to pray. And here's the prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. So Mary it gives us this prayer, which really is asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations to prevent degeneration, disaster, war. You don't need me to tell you, those are the headlines of today, sadly, tragically, and in exponentially new quantities. And so the first step is always prayer. But the prayer of the Lady of All Nations is a special prayer given for this proclamation. I strongly encourage you, take 20 seconds and Google the prayer in your language. Again, it's up in about 50 different languages. But Our Lady asks that we pray this prayer facing the cross. Why? Because the whole apparition, the whole Marian message of the modern world is to return us to the cross of Christ and also to acknowledge Our Lady's role as the co-redemptrix with and always subordinate to Jesus the Redeemer. Keep in mind, my friends, co-redemptrix never ever places Mary on a level of equality with Jesus Christ. This would be blasphemy and heresy. But heaven wants the unique role of Mary to be acknowledged for a human cooperation, Mary as the new Eve with Christ the new Adam in restoring grace to humanity. The Father wanted a woman involved. The Father wanted a human involved as a lesson to the rest of us that we too are called to give our consent to the will of the Father. And if we do so, people will be saved. So that's the first element. The second element is, and we're still answering that question, what can the common person do for this proclamation? The second task is to petition the Holy Father. This is so easy to do. Now, you can do it online. On our crownmary.com, there's a place you can send in your petition. It takes about 60 seconds. And every couple months, we send those petitions to the Holy Father. Or you can write directly to the Holy Father. And the Holy Father's simple address is Pope Francis, Vatican City. You can add 00120 if you want. But Pope Francis, Vatican City will get you there. Write a letter, a brief note to him saying that, please, Holy Father, we're with you. We support you in making this proclamation. Now, so those are two simple steps, but two very, very powerful steps in doing your part to having Our Lady crowned. Now, we're in Advent. I mean, is there a season that more screams the truth that Mary has a role in the salvation of humanity than this Advent leading to the Christmas season? Sadly, we don't have the same cultural support for Mary's role in the redemption as we go through Lent and approach Easter for a variety of more contemporary reasons. There was actually some feasts. It was the Feast of Our Lady's Compassion on the Friday before Holy Week, which we no longer have. But clearly, as we lead up to Christmas, the face, the beautiful, the immaculate face of the Mother is everywhere, on postage stamps, in songs. Apart from songs like Mary, Did You Know? And the answer is, yes, she did know that her son was the Savior. The truth about Mary's role in the redemption is all over the place. So what a perfect season, what a perfect time for us to do our part. The world will know what we know, that Mary had a unique role with and under Jesus in the redemption of the world, and that indeed heaven wants it proclaimed. As she says in those messages of the Lady of All Nations, only when this final dogma is proclaimed by the Holy Father, only then will Our Lady be able to receive peace in the world. So really it's an extension of the Fatima message, that July 13th, 1917 call for peace. So I know that we're busy during this Advent season, but let's please keep in our prayers our Holy Father, our beloved Holy Father, that he will proclaim the truth about Our Lady. Why? Because heaven wants it proclaimed, and heaven has made it a condition for world peace. So thank you for the question from last week, which came from Africa. We appreciate that very much. So let's do those two things. Pray daily the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. If you can pray it before the crucifix, that's ideal. If not, pray it to yourself. Download it, get the copies. If you want the prayer cards, you can call us. We'll send it. We have them in English and Spanish. We'll send them anywhere in the world free of charge. You can write to us at crownmary.com, or you can write to Mary at motherofallpeoples.com, or give us a call in the States, 740-937-2277. Second part is all you, petitioning the Holy Father. It helps the Holy Father to know the faithful are behind him in doing this. Let's do that. Every time we see an image of Our Lady, let's say a little Hail Mary for the proclamation of the fifth Marian dogma. And let's make sure that during this Christmas season, along with our Christmas Mass and, of course, our going to confession during this Christmas time, as critical as that is and far more critical and ontologically, but let's also, as a special gift to Our Lady, let's send a petition to Pope Francis for this dogma and this mixture. We're praying the prayer of the Lady of All Nations that we can do our part to bring real peace to the world. That's also Christmas, right? Jesus is peace. Jesus comes to us through Mary the first time and now as well. Thanks for being with us. And again, you're always welcome to join us on our Marian chats, which we do at noon on Wednesdays all over the world. You can always join in. Thanks for being with us. Many blessed Advent graces to you all. God bless.